The non-tradition is alive. It was 4 o'clock in the morning, still pitch dark, when I set out on my motorcycle, still not fully awake, on the way to a local temple just a kilometer away. The road was quiet and an eerie calm settled over me. I wanted to go faster, but the trembling in my hands wouldn't let me, as if in protest at the biting cold that I could feel down to my bones. Arriving at the temple, I saw monks and novices already chanting prayers in the ubosot, or the ordination hall, and was a bit surprised to see them wrap themselves up in colorful blankets, some bearing comic prints. It may not seem appropriate for them to dress in that manner, but the night was pretty cold, and like me, they were shivering. The prayers said they lit candles affixed to wooden sticks about 2 meters long and walked to a pile of firewood assembled in front of the temple and put the torch to it. Within minutes, the pile was smoldering, flame soon rising as high as the sugar palm tree next to it, lighting up the night and driving away the cold. Heat radiating from the fire was a great relief to everyone present, the warmth carrying to the principal Buddha statue in the ubosot, and the monks and novices who soon emerged from their blankets. "It is pretty cold today," said a villager, watching the flames leap skyward. I, too, was feeling much better. Tanlua Prachao is an ancient Lana ceremony held before the dawn of the full moon day of the fourth lunar month, which is usually in January when the temperature drops. Many temples in Majam hold this ceremony, noticeable from the bonfires they set off. Majam is 100 kilometers southwest of Chiang Mai, behind Doi Intanon, the country's highest mountain. Cold in winter, but pleasant at other times of the year, which probably explains why this Lana tradition is still alive here, just as it has virtually disappeared from other parts of northern Thailand.